The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. Penn State visits Pitt on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow on 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon, Coach Franklin. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Just talk about Pittsburgh this weekend. What do they look like differently this weekend coming up? I know you guys played them last year in your place. Are they a different team than you saw last year?
Well, it's hard to say that. They've only played, you know, one game. They played Albany. They didn't show a whole lot. So it's hard to determine that, you know, at this point. They got a bunch of returners on defense that have played a lot of football for them, and they had a decent amount of turnover on offense. It's hard to determine that at this point because they've only played one game, and it was Albany.
And I know you guys had a tough game against Appalachian State. Is that something you guys are – I know nobody wants to have a tough game in the first game of the year, but is that something that you guys could use for going forward, knowing that you guys had a tough game and know how to come back and win it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, obviously whenever you can overcome adversity as a program and as a team, you learn from that and you grow from that, you know. So, sometimes I think – kids and programs feel like they have to have a setback before the light goes on for them. And, our objective.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering, how much do you guys use tempo, you know what I mean, up-tempo offensively? And do you see that always being a weapon that you can go to, et cetera? Some people think the number of plays in college football is going to be dropping this year, and I'm just wondering what your take is on that.
Well, I don't get into scheme a whole lot, in my answers, but – yeah, I think tempo is a problem. Tempo is a problem for everybody. You spend a lot of time talking about it during the week with your defense and with your offense, and how can you gain an advantage, or, you know, is it a factor in the game or not? So, you know, we talk about it with our offense and defensive staff weekly and daily.
And the other thing, when you walk out of a stadium like Saturday, what is the sense – from a coach's standpoint of, see, like you said, you know, seeing your team come back in a scrambling situation and win a game, and yet is it a sense you've just dodged a train wreck? I mean, what is the sense you have as you leave the stadium?
Yeah, obviously you feel fortunate. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, for us, when Trace McSorley's got the ball in his hands at the end of the game, you feel confident. You know, obviously – you want to correct all the mistakes and things you see on tape and the things you saw during the game that put you in that situation in the first place. But, you know, once again, at the end of the year, they don't say this was an ugly win and this was a pretty win. They say they're wins. And, you know, we just want to keep getting better each week. And, you know, throughout my career, you know, we got a pretty good history of doing that. So we just got to keep getting better every day and every week.
Hey, thanks, man.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. Thanks.